Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to today's Om Times Radio Show. My name is Doris Schachenhofer and I haven't been here for a while. I'm really excited to be here again and have a wonderful conversation with a really dear friend of mine. Her name is Simone Arantes. She's a Joy of Business facilitator, lives in Brazil, and she told me before the show that she at the moment is actually at home, what is rare because she's traveling so much. And this is where we meet a lot around the world on the different places. And this year already I had the wonderful pleasure to have her at my home in Vienna and spend some time with her. So hello, Simone. Hello, my dear. How are you? I'm really great. I'm so excited to get to talk to you today. And I'm really curious about your story, Simone. Do you talk me a little bit when you were here in Vienna? And I love the story of people to see where they come from, what they have chosen, what they have changed in their lives, and to really show what's truly possible. So would you please give us a little bit of an insight where you come from and what your job was before you became a Joy of Business facilitator, and what led you to where you are right now? So first, just give us a little bit of your education and your story.
Well, I lived most of my life in Brazil. And, you know, I, as you know, one does don't know what to do when you are, you know, have to decide what you want to study and be at 17 years old. That's what, it, you know, one does here in Brazil. So I didn't have a clue what to study, actually, so what I would like to be. And then at the time, my father, he was a judge and I wanted to be a judge as well. But there was no woman at magistracy, so he told me that I could not be a judge. So I could be a lawyer. And I said, well, lawyer I don't want to be. And so I decided at the time to study chemistry as, you know, my teacher at the time at school, he was challenging every student because he did not want to give like a, you know, the highest grade, like 10 for anyone. So it was really funny because he was challenging me all the time. So I chose to study chemistry then. And well, and it was really funny because, you know, I have these easy with the chemistry, physics, mathematics. So it was easy for me to go to instead chemistry. And then I started to, and I always like doing research. And so I moved on, you know, I finished my university and then I said, well, what's next? And I didn't have a clue what I want to be. I knew I didn't want to have a job. I wanted to live abroad. Like I didn't want to live in Brazil because my parents were really like controlling and I could not live my life. And I said, well, you know, I just want to leave, you know, see what's right for me, see what's good for me, see what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And I could not be me then, you know. And so I said, well, I do really want to move abroad. So I did that. I took my luggage and I just moved to England.
Wow, how old were you back then? How old were you when you made the choice to live abroad?
21.
Okay, cool. Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
21 years old. As soon as I finished, you know, university, I just packed and moved to England. So then while I was there, I was looking a place for, you know, do a PhD. As if it was like the most common thing that one does, you know, when you finish the university and don't know what to do. So then, yes, I got, you know, I wrote some letters and went to this university, made a really, really indecent proposal to them. They said yes. So I started my PhD in Brighton, England. And then, yes, then I lived in England for a while. And then I, you know, I came back to Brazil. I got an offer a job in England. I didn't accept it because, you know, oh, you know, but Brazil sponsored me for my PhD, so I have to return that, blah, 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 blah. So I came back to Brazil. And then at the time, I was 27. And then I was like too young to be a PhD in Brazil. You know, like you are not a PhD in Brazil with 27 years old. So I was overqualified to work in companies and I did not want to work at university. You know, I didn't want to follow like an academic, you know, profession. Do you know what I mean? And so I was so pissed off that I came to Brazil and I was not accepted and I quit everything. Okay, I'm going to go and live my life. I just want to be Simone. And then I moved to the north of Brazil and had, you know, I worked, of course, you know, different things. And but anyway, and it was always like, what is enthusiastic for me? And I never believed that life had to be hard. We had to work hard to be happy. That did not belong to my work. And so after a while, you know, I came to my home, not hometown, but where my family was living. And then I studied, you know, I did like an MBA in coaching and business. So I started working as a coach, life coach and career coach. And then I changed to health coach. And that then it was when I met Access, or Access met me, whatever that is. And I just got like drained, really, like to hooked, I think that's a word, you know, to Access. And it was just like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like taking one class after another, blah, 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 boom, 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 boom. And then 6 months after that, I was invited to translate. And then, you know, I never stopped. I never stopped Access. And Access, yeah, I say that Access changed my life, but also it's just like I changed it with Access, using the tools of Access, and then that changed my life. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you so much for telling us your story, because what it shows me is, one is the change, but you were always willing to make a choice. You know, you made the choice with 21 to leave your country because you were like, okay, I'd like to have something else for my life. And then you come back, and it's, in a way, it's funny to hear that then you were, you know, too good to get a job. But you always made choices. You never gave up. You always asked for, it seems that you always ask for what else is possible. What other choice can I make here to create that life that I know is possible? So that is so beautiful. And okay, and to just, because you mentioned it, you were a translator for Access Consciousness, which means that you travel the world and translate from English to Portuguese, right?
Correct.
Cool. So how did this expand your life and add to your life?
Actually, it was really funny, my quote-unquote story at the time, because I was in Access and it was like just 5 months, you know, and there was this event, 7 day, and it's like it's a big event, and, you know, and it was like it was in South Africa, and I had never been into a live class with Gary or Dane. Do you know what I mean? And there was like a this moment, and I was about to change my car, And I had like, I was not like a person, I've never been like a person that was worried, I have to have this car, and then this car now is like 2, 3, 4 years old, then I have to change it. It's a nice car. It's safe. I drive well, blah, 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 you know? So I didn't have, the need to change anything. But anyway, I had like a car, and my car at the time, it was like 10 years old. But I loved it. But then it was so funny because I've never like bumped a car. And they're just like, I was driving here in São Paulo, and the traffic lights open. And all of a sudden it stopped and I didn't see. So I bumped in the back of the car that was in front of me, but very, anyway, but it just like, I could not, I had to have my car fixed. And then I was in access for 3 months, I think at the time, between 3 and 4 months. So I started asking questions like, oh, car, okay, do you still want to own me? Do you still want to be with me? Or would like, to have, would like to own someone else? And also I got like this yes. And then, so let's look for another car. So I had like an amount that I want to spend. And then, anyways, long story short, so I went to buy this car that I have today still, but it was just like a very nice car, a big car. And I could not allow myself to have that because I would be too much. And wow, it still makes me cry remembering that. Because I would not allow me, everyone could have it. It was not about the money because I had the money to pay for it. But it was like the energy that the car was. And I remember, and then, there was not a car like that. The color, they were short on cars and blah, blah, all of that. So there was this dealer that was right next to where I live. And they said, hi, Simone, we have the car, the color you want, blah, blah, blah. And they had like something else extra. And they were going to charge me for that extra. And then the manager of the shop said, no, you don't need to pay that extra. I was like, wow, my God, it's just like, I need to take the car. I need to buy the car. So I start to cry, literally like crying, pouring my eyes out, just like crying because I was signing that I was going to buy the car. And then I went home just like, I couldn't stop crying just because I bought the car, but it was not just, it was like, what do I have to be to drive this car? How big am I to drive this car? I'm not allowed. I not me. Everyone else can have that. So I bought a car, and then I went to South Africa, and basically all my life changed. And it's just the energy that I was willing to be, open up my receiving. Wow, and I can say that now, but before I didn't know that. And it's just like something else because I was willing to be. And when I was invited, it was like I was just having a conversation with, the person that at that time was the translation coordinator. And then we're just like chatting. They said, well, when is going to be your next class? And I said, I'm going to ESB in Seattle. And she just asked me, like out of the blue, out of nothing, oh, would you like to translate that class? And I was not a translator. I've never translated before. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know anything about translation. And just like a voice came out, said yes. And I was like, who'd answer that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we will go into our first break right now, but I have so many questions out of what you just told us to get our listeners, give them a little bit more information and insights about the tools and what we are using and what you so brilliant showed us with your story.
Okay.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio Show. Today with my friend Simone Arantes, and my name is Doris Schachenhofer. Wow, we ended the first part of this show with Simone talking about her story about buying a car and being invited as a translator for Access Consciousness. And there are some things that I want to dive into and look at a little bit closer to it, because it seems so normal. And for me and Simone, these tools become more normal in our lives over the years, and we use them daily, so that I also get that sometimes it seems like weird for other people, or they are like, what are you talking about? So I want to come back to that, because it's beautiful, and we want to talk a little bit about the tools and how we use them in our daily lives to create something greater, to create something also that you desire, but you don't know how to come there. So Simone, you talked about that you asked questions, you know, before you went to maybe buy the car of, like, with your older car, you said, do you want to stay with me, or do you want to go to someone else? Or so this is one tool that we are using is asking questions, right? Like the whole time.
Correct.
Asking for what else is possible, asking for possibilities to show up, because we know that it's not about having answers. It's always about asking questions to open up to possibilities. So this is where I got when you told us, this seems so normal for us. You know, we go through the day now with asking questions over the year and invited ourselves to a life from questions. But I know that a lot of listeners out there have never been invited to that. So can you talk a little bit about asking questions for you in your life and what it has changed for you?
Thank you for that question, because you know what happened to me? And, you know, at that time, I mean, I was totally new into the questions. Access was totally new to me. You know, I had taken not so many classes at the time. I was in Access for 3 to 4 months only. And I was just like, oh, you know, just let's use this as if, you know, let's, if you had like an apple in front of you and it's just like, oh, let's try this, you know, let's try this apple, let's try this question. And I was just doing that, do you know what I mean? And I didn't have like anything in mind that I wanted out of that. And I was just like, okay, as if I was just, I cannot [S2] Right. [S1] Say just like going, you know what I mean? Just like, I don't have anything in mind. I didn't have anything in mind. It was not cognitive. It was just like, I want this, I want this answer, I want that, you know. And even like for the car, I was making it difficult to buy, because I didn't say I want any car. No, I want that car and that color, because that was nothing that, you know, at the time, that car in that color was not something easy to get. Mm-hmm. And that everything happened, everything occurred that was just like showing up in front of me and next door to my house. Because I called so many dealerships. Oh, we have in black, we have in white, we have in that color. And I said, oh, no, thank you, I want that color. Oh, no, thank you, I want that color. So I had the proper excuse to not buy the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so then, when then the dealer, yes. Yep.
No, I just said the invitation really is to ask a question.
And yeah.
It seems so simple, and it is that simple. We just make our lives so complicated and think it's more complicated than asking questions, or we are so vested in the outcome and longing for the answer that is not allowing us to invite the greater possibility, right?
Exactly. And that's what I you know, because we always give excuses. We have always give ourselves reasons and justification of the why we should not do this,
yes.
You know? And when you don't have that, you allow things to happen. You allow the universe to contribute. You allow, you know, things to occur for you, be presented to you, not the way you think it's going to be. So that, it totally worked everything, just like asking a question, not vested in the outcome, and stop giving reason and justification for not being greater. Really, that's the whole base.
Yeah, and also what showed up for you is like being invited as a translator. And as you said, you are not a trained translator. You know what people would say: this is a translator. But what happened there as well is you were asked a question. And you were not, I would say a lot of people would say then, oh no, I've never learned this, I've not studied this, I've never done this. Instead of like pondering around and wondering and looking at the question that you are being asked of, would this create something greater in your life? Is this opening up something in your world? Is this lighting up your world? And not going directly in, I can't, instead of going, oh, I've never thought about that. But it's lighting me up, it's exciting me. So, wow, what if I give it a try and see, you know, how it expands my life? So for you out there in the world, oftentimes we close the doors before we even let the possibility in because it doesn't match what we think we can, what we think we've learned, what we think we are capable of, instead of looking at the energy. And this is where my next question leads to is Simone and I are playing a lot with energies, and I would say this is something special with Joy of Business to other business strategies or business methods, that we are looking at the energies of things. We are asking questions, we are looking at the energies, we are playing around. And even if you have never played with energies and would think right now, what the heck are they talking about? And I don't even get this. Yes, this was at the beginning for us, or for me, I can say it was like, oh, energy. I'm not sure I know something about energy. But the thing is, it's, again, easier than you think. And it's something that if you allow yourself to have it and play with it and be aware of it and you know, invite yourself into it without thinking, because it's way beyond thinking, then it's the beauty of creation and the beauty that you can open up your life and business with, where your business will thrive beyond what you can imagine. So because Simone mentioned before, the car, when she then chose to buy the car, she was so touched by it and so overwhelmed in a way of her choice, because she got what it meant in her life, how it opened up, because it matched the energy of something. So would you talk a little bit more about this example of this car, and how would you explain to people that have never heard about it what you mean with the car match the energy of the future that you desire and want to create?
Well, and you know, when you said about energy, and you know, there is not an cognitive way of following, you know, what is right or what's wrong. I was just being, you know, I was just happy. Whatever I knew, there was something inside of me that I knew that I had to buy that car. And mm-hmm. the reason that I was giving myself not buy the car was because I was, you know, oh, you know, my brother can have it, my mom, my neighbor, whatever. they would look great, but I have to be small. Do you know what I mean? And then yeah. was just like, no, I don't want to be small. I can be great as well. So I allowed myself to, you know, like, grow energetically to match the energy of the car. So when I bought the car, my whole world changed. And it's just like, it's not cognitive. It's just like when you are happy. It's just, you don't need to actually think about it or, oh, what's energy? Does it match the energy? Does it not match the energy? When you are being happy, when then you have that enthusiasm, it's not a motivation, that the joy inside of you, it's just like vibrating and you're just like, yes, 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 that's yeah. happy. That happiness, do you know what I mean? That, so, it's yeah. that you have to follow. Yeah.
And you know what? It's so beautiful. It's where you can maybe invite yourself when you listen to this is maybe there are areas in your city, you know, a shopping street where you would never go because you think it's too much, it's too expensive, you don't belong there, it's not for you. This is one exercise we invite people to go to shops or in a restaurant where you think you cannot afford it and it's too much for you, to invite yourself to something greater. You don't need to buy a whole menu there. You can start with taking one drink, enjoying one drink, celebrating for you. You can also start to walk the shopping street and just looking around and perceiving the different energy of what you invited there. So I mentioned before, I'm living in Vienna right now, and I have lived in Vienna for years already, then moved away and came back. And when I was at my, you know, in the 20s, and I lived in Vienna here, the first district, what is the, you know, luxury area in Vienna with all the more expensive shops, it was something where I would not belong. I would tell myself, you know, everyone would see I'm not belonging here. I cannot afford it. So I would never go there. Now it has changed. I would go there just to take a walk, just to wander around, just to have the joy and invite myself into something greater and go away from the point of view that there is a limit to anything. You know, but because this is what we put on ourselves from our upbringing or what we have learned or, you know, the family we grew up with, that there is something where we belong to and it's not for us. As Simone said, you know, this is for anyone else, but not for me. And making the choice then, like Simone did, exploded her life. So what choice could you make that you are so desiring in your world? If you put away all the points of views and everything you have decided is possible for you or not, to choose something greater, and you will see, that things will shift, and that also this will add to other possibilities coming into your life, other invitations that will open up in your life. Oh, this is
and
so,
yeah. Yes, because the thing is, it's not a thinking, and it's just like old lies that we tell ourselves, because it was not true. I mean, I was telling myself, I was diminishing myself, I was doing that to me, no one else. So it's never about anyone else. It's always about you. And it's always when you diminish yourself, it's all the lies that you tell yourself, it's all the lies that you buy from others for whatever reason and justification that you have. And it's all, at the end, it's all down to you to make the choice to change that. It doesn't depend on anyone else. We have to make the choice to make the change in our life for the things that we wanted to create and, you know, have in our life, not anyone else. And stopping telling lies to ourselves, because that's what I was doing. I was diminishing myself, and I didn't have to do that anymore.
So as we see, Simone is a beautiful and brilliant example of leading her own way, inviting you to lead in your way. And after the next break, let's see where we go.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back to Om Times Radio Show. Still with my friend Simone Arantes from Brazil, and my name is Doris Schachmova, live here from Vienna today, talking about energies, talking about possibilities, talking about leading your own way. Simone said just so beautifully, it's on you. Oftentimes we don't want to hear that. Oftentimes we wish someone else would come and create our lives and, you know, take things away from us. But at the end, it's really on you to create your life. And I know these moments were in my life where I was like, yes, I'd like to create my life, but somehow I don't know how. And a big gift for me were and are the Access Consciousness tools and the Joy of Business tools that are so simple to create anything, to change anything, and, you know, where it's not hard work, where Simone said she knew and at an early age of her life, life doesn't need to be hard. It can be easy, and she was asking for that in a way, I would assume now, so that it showed up for her. And when we look around in this world, a lot of people are struggling, I would say. And also there is a destruction to their life instead of the beauty and the fun and the joy that's truly possible. And this is what we are going for, right, Simone? One of our targets is to let people know, you know what? You don't need to struggle. You don't need to suffer. You know, don't need to like solve a problem. There's so much else possible, so much else accessible for us. And the greatness that you be, what if you could allow yourself to have this for you? And it's a choice that you, it's really a choice that only you can make, you know? So Simone, how is your life now? Tell us.
Well, it's way bigger than I, you know, could ever thought it would be. And, you know, I'm just having fun, really, really, really. And it's, as you said, early in my life, I knew that life did not have to be hard, but it was going against everyone else was telling me. So I was so weird. I was so different. And people would say, oh, which world do you belong to? You know, and now Access is just like that place where we say everything that people do not say, but, you know, the weirdos of the world are there and they have that in their world, but they're not willing to put voice on what they know it's possible, you know, and how we function. Because, you know, life can be easy. The business has to be a joy. I have so many opportunities, not possibilities, opportunities to have a job and earn money. But I was so miserable. I didn't want to do, I was so bored. And that not, most of the people, they took that because of, oh, you know, I have a job, I have the money, I pay my rent, I pay this, I do this, I travel once a year or, you know, whatever. And, you know, they are just like surviving, not living. And for me, you know, the purpose of life, it has to be fun. It has to be joy. But you have to be happy. You know, there is this happiness, this joy. If I don't have that joy in my world, I'm dying. It's just like surviving. It's just like, so really, it's just like today, I do travel the world and I earn money. I am happy. I know that I invite people for more. I know that people that have been with me, they change their lives. They change someone else's life. They change their kids' life. So that, I mean, I just, you know, yeah. I can buy another car if I want to.
You know, you said
I can buy a bigger car.
Yeah. So yes. You also, when you were 17, you didn't have a clue, you know, what you should do with your life, or, you know, what is the next step? Mm-hmm. What do I study? What should I do? So I wonder, do you have a clue right now? For
no,
this is the thing. Me neither. And I know that there is something, some expectation and projection on young people already. But so this thing of find the one thing. And I just got when I listened to you, and I know a little bit, and I will ask a little later. Wow, this is the thing that trapped me so much. You know, find the one thing, and I was always like, I'm not sure I can do that. I'm not sure I'm made for one thing. And so this is the if you listen to this, and if you still are with this conversation and have not, like, you know, still here at this radio show, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being with us with this conversation. You are not wrong. You're totally not wrong with if you don't have a clue still. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It's really this thing of, what else do I want to explore? What else do I want to have in my life? What else do I want to experience? What else do I want to add to my life? This could all be questions that you can ask to see what else is possible. If you would have told Simone when she was younger that she will be a translator and travel the world with translation, she would maybe have said, huh? No.
Yeah, totally, you know.
And now
and also facilitating class abroad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Totally. And facilitating class abroad as well. Not only in Brazil.
Yeah. So this is what I wanted to lead to is, Simone, coming from studying chemistry and wanting to be a judge, what is it you do translation, you are facilitating? So let us a little bit know, what is your business about right now?
Yes, today I still translate for Access. And I just like, I host, I facilitate classes, I, you know, do sessions. And I always, there is this, what can I do? I mean, and I don't have like something in mind, I want to do this or I want to do that. But also it's just like, what else is possible? You know, if you invite me to give a talk, I just go and give a talk. Yeah. I don't have I was never linear. And I was made so wrong for that. So if you are there listening to this, if you are not linear, as Doris said before, if you have thousands of things happening at the same time. Just do this. Because today, I don't listen to people that tell me that I'm doing too much, that, you know, I have to focus, I have to do, you know, one thing or two things at the maximum. I don't listen. I just go for it. And there's no a limit for me. There's not a break. No one breaks me. The only person that can break, put a stop on me, it's just myself. And today, no, I'm enjoying, I'm living, I have joy in everything that I do. So I have so many projects at the same time. I contribute to classes, I facilitate, I give session, I give talk, I translate, written translation, simultaneous translation. So, and it's whatever, you know, I even coach. Today I even, you know, have a coach clients as well. So for me, it's just so beautiful, you know, the opening that you, when you open yourself to live and to bring the joy into the world, it doesn't matter what you do, actually. It's just like, as long as it gives you joy, it's going to bring money, because money follows joy. And so if you are joyful with what you're doing, money comes along. And doing working and having a business just for the sake of the business and for the money, it's not, it doesn't bring joy. And it's a pain that you have to be, you know, you are just waiting for Friday to come because, girl, thanks God, Saturday and Sunday, I don't have to do anything. So for me today, every day, I can do anything any day. I don't have like my calendar. I don't have like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't have that. Every day is a day for me to work, to play, or to rest. I don't say that I have to rest on Saturday. I can rest Monday. I can rest Wednesday if I choose to, you know, and I can work any time of the day, any time of the night, because there is no, I mean, I'm in Brazil. She's in Austria. We have people in Australia. So the time zone is completely different. So if we're working with people around the world, you're just on all the time, anytime. So for me, that's what drives me anytime, anywhere, whatever. As long as it gives me joy, I'm in.
Yeah. And, you know, before the show, I just told you, we had a meeting tonight at 1:30 my time, a.m., so in the middle of the night, and I would stay up and do this meeting with total joy. I was so excited about, and it's nothing where I would say, oh, my God, couldn't they do it on another time that is more convenient for me. It was really like, oh my God, we have this meeting. I love it from Sunday to Monday in the night. And this is what changed and what I love so much with the people I know. And we know a lot of people around the world. We often say to each other, hey, what day is today? Because you know, us, we are like, on Sunday, we have lots of meetings or we have a class. And as you said, and this is the beauty for me as well, I had the different jobs already from Monday to Friday, but also, you know, where you do night shifts and day shifts. And the most fun for me is now where I can work whenever I want and can rest whenever I want and can do whatever I like and create the life that I really desire, where we are, again, by leading your own way. Would you really be willing to have a life like your own style, your own way, where, people would maybe say something about it, but it's really about, are you willing to stand out for yourself? So before we go to the next break, I would love to just lead into Simone. What topics, you know, I know you are really great in facilitating and supporting people in any topic, but what topics are your classes about? And the next question that I wanted to ask someone else, this, and just let's start with that. What topics are your classes about? You know, just that people get a little bit of a sense of what your main workshops are.
Well, I facilitate a lot of classes in different topics and like about bodies, because I love facilitating class about bodies, because bodies, you know, they're amazing. And there's something that completely ignored by this, you know, world, by this reality thing. And on business, you know, just like putting your voice in the world. And so, you know, I facilitate some, just like the bars class that we started with, foundation classes that people don't know. It's just like, it's amazing class that it completely changed your life. It gives you all the tools to get out of, you know, the matrix of, you know, how this world or this reality function from, to create whatever you want in your life and in whatever area you desire. So I also facilitate class with horses that I'm just in love with that. And money. So it's really, yeah, it's just like about really anything that is just like pulling me at the moment. I just go, okay, create a class with that. Or, you know, really inviting people for more. That's them, me and everyone else for more. That's what enthusiasm me, you know, that's what it's just like, yeah, let's talk about that. People, it's just like, is the time for people to start, you know, having another perspective of that. So, and then I just talk about that. Yeah.
Cool. So after the next break, our last time here for today, I would really love to hear about what Joy of Business brought to your life, especially, and how it changed your creation, lifestyle, and yeah. Let's hear after the next break.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And again, welcome back to Om Times Radio Show with the Joy of Business Facilitator, Simone Arantes, my friend, and me, Doris Schaffenhofer. Oh, I tell you, I love this conversation. I love to hear the stories of people. And we hope that there is something in for you that you can take away for your own life, where you see that anything is possible and that there is nothing that you need to hold on to or live on anybody else's expectations or projections on you. And I know oftentimes it looks like hard and difficult to change things, but it isn't. It truly isn't. Really, one of the things I would invite you to is to start asking the questions, what is the life I truly desire? You don't need to have an answer, but just ask this question every day, what is it I truly desire? And put yourself into a priority of what is it I truly desire? How often are we looking at about other people's lives or fulfill the expectations or, you know, within the family, we want to be there for them and fulfill whatever they require from us. And then we miss out to create our own lives and be kind to ourselves. So Simone, what I'd like to know and hear is the question that I started before, that I asked you before the break, is being here on the Joy of Business radio show and you being a Joy of Business facilitator, what is it that gifted Joy of Business to you? And is there something that you want to give the listeners to play with and to explore for themselves?
Yes. And, you know, Joy of Business actually gave me like that view to me and to my life, because oftentimes what we do is just like, we kind of divided. We have like, oh, I have my life and I have my business and I have that. And you actually think that you are just like separate from all of that, and you separate yourself from all of that. And no, it's just like a commitment to be. And then you be your business, you be you, is just being, it's all one. You are not separate from anything. And so, and looking at that as all in one, and it's all about you being, having the joy, and having the joy, it's the joy of having a business, it's the joy of living, and it's the joy of being alive, having your life. And that, it changed, I mean, completely changed the way I was looking to the things that I was doing. As if I was doing a session, oh, that's not a business, I'm just doing a session. So I was not seeing whatever I was living as a business, as, you know, as me being a business. Yeah. So, and being, having the joy in everything that you do, and it's not about the money. And it was never about the money to me, but like including the money. So that's also something that Joy of Business, you know, have the tools for. It's not like two separate things that we have, like, you know, I have either I do for the money or I don't do for the money. No, it's just like including the money, seeing the joy of the money, seeing the beauty in everything that using the money to create for you, to create, you know, you know, for orders as well. So you create more with money than without money. So let's create, let's have money. So the joy of business is the joy of living, basically. And the tools are so simple and they so work. And that, the actually, the question that you say, well, what do I truly desire to have in my life, to be in my life? And who do I have to be to live the life that I would like to live? Because oftentimes as well, we want to have the things, but we do not want to be the change. We don't want to change to have whatever we would like to have. And that does not work. There's no congruence in that. So what do I have to be as me with the car? I wanted to have a greater life, but I'm not allowing to get to buy, not even buy a car that will, quote unquote, makes me feel greater. But I want a greater life. No, as long as I just was just willing to be greater, everything else opened up. So it's never going to show the way you think it is, and it's never going to be the thing that you think it's going to be. So it's just be willing, just be open for that. And the things start presenting itself when you just like are open for possibilities in your life. So yeah, the joy of business too, they are so simple, so simple. And people want to make it complicated. No, just use it as simple as it is, and your life is going to change. You are going to change just like in an eye blink, and for greater. It's always for greater. It's never, 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 you know, for less.
Yes. And the thing is, we could go now into another topic that I would so love, and I want to say a little bit about it, is the greatness that you invited right now. And really, the invitation that Simone just gave you is to ask for to acknowledge your own greatness. And this is something that a lot of people are not invited to. A lot of people are more like, if you allow yourself to be the greatness you be, then you're arrogant. Then you think you're something better. Then you think you're, you know, all this stuff that is coming up for a lot of people. And to really allow yourself to have it for yourself, just for you, just for fun. And to invite yourself to acknowledge the greatness you be. And this is the greatest gift that you can give yourself, you know. And it's not wrong to know about your greatness, and it's so cool. And it will, and you know, it's adding to everyone else if you allow yourself to be great. If I see Simone choosing something greater, like, this is where my life also expands. There is a lie to this greatness thing of like, if someone else is choosing more, it will, you know, diminish my world or make my world less. Instead of seeing everyone choosing greater is an add-on for everyone else as well. And it's something that it's so beautiful. So what greatness are you being that if you would acknowledge, that would change everything? And ask also, we talk a lot about universe. Maybe you see some, you know, you talk about something else, but ask also the universe to show you the greatness that you be, that you can like have more of it. With being the greatness, you truly be something completely different than showing up. And then I always say, life is just flowing. It's really not hard. It's really the beauty of inviting the possibilities and allowing yourself to walk through the world with the joy, fun, and greatness you be.
Yeah. For me, one of the invitations as well for more is do something that for me, I think is not comfortable. Mm-hmm. Every day, something that I think is not comfortable, that's the way we expand ourselves. That's the way we quote unquote grow. Because if I just do whatever is comfortable for me, how much can I grow?
Yes. And you know, when I heard this the first time, I thought it needs to be something spectacular, something big, and instead of seeing, it can be something in a way small. You know, it's like greeting the neighbor that I have never greeted, or saying hello and two more words that normally, you know, that can be uncomfortable, because if you don't know the person in a bigger city, you don't know everyone. But maybe when you're going to the grocery store, you just say two more words than normal and see what happens. Or what we invited you before, go into a shopping street where you think things are too much, even if you don't go into the shop, but just walk along and don't run away. what shows up, and you will see how proud you are and what it will like, what it will just create in your life if you invite yourself into something like that. And thank you, Simone, for bringing it up. It's like an exercise that you can invite to your life, to your daily life, and see all these things. So we are almost at the end of our show today, and I so enjoyed it. It's so beautiful. Simone, when people wanna find you, where would they find you?
Well, I've got a website, which is simonearantes.com.br.
Ah, cool. And where do you travel, in the next weeks? Where can people find you on the world?
So for the next 3 months, I'm going to be in Brazil, and I'll be traveling in Brazil, translating, facilitating, hosting. So yeah, that's my life. Do you know what I mean? Just like everything.
So thank you so much for today's conversation, Simone. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Doris Schachenhofer. You find me also under my name on Facebook, Instagram, and on my website, www.dorisschachenhofer.com. We will all put this into the information of the description of this show. And I'm so looking forward to my next conversation here. And I would love to hear from you, and I know Simone as well, what you got out of this show or any other show. Please give us feedback as Joy of Business Facilitators and ask us any question. Maybe the next show will be on the topic that you inspired us to. Bye.
Thank you so much, Doris. Thank you.
Bye.